Sunday Meditation, May 2nd, 1999. Today we would like to get some information that would help us to clarify the work that we do in our daily lives that is of a metaphysical nature. Usually, one or many people, most people, lots of people think that the spiritual journey consists of operating in the higher energy centers, from the heart on up through the throat and the brow, and doing these things that seem obviously to be of a spiritual or metaphysical nature. But we're wondering how to apply this, or how to focus one's life on the spiritual journey while living the everyday life that has various relationships that are going well or poorly, but are where we really live. Could Quo give us some information to clarify how we focus on what really is that is our spiritual work each day?
We are those known to you as the Quo. And we greet you as always in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator, whose servants we are. We thank you for bringing this circle together, for seeking truly, and for calling us to share in your circle and in your seeking. We hope that we also may be counted as true pilgrims, and we feel the blessing both of being able to share in your circle and of being able to perform the service which we dwell within your inner planes at this time in order to offer. It is a great opportunity that you offer to us, and we accept it eagerly with the one stipulation, as always, that each take from what we say those things that seem to be helpful, leaving the rest behind. You ask us this day concerning clarity. The clarity that would create for each of you the way in which to see the events and happenstances of your everyday walk. In the most useful, the most clear, the most lucid, the most spiritually helpful standpoint. And we give to this instrument a view of a memory which she has. For we wish to go in somewhat a different direction than this instrument expects. And so we choose out of her store of memory that clear memory which is useful to our purposes at this time. This instrument was experiencing at the time of this occurrence a nearly complete lack of life. That is, this instrument was very close to death. at the time of this experience. It was aware that it was in extremity. And the instrument was in the hospital. My physical body was not functioning. Adequately. The concern of those surrounding the instrument was intense. In this environment, the instrument lay in a state of prayer. Far from being lucid, the prayerful state of this instrument was described by her at the time as a fog, a mist on the waters. And this was literally the vision which the instrument was aware of at the time. She was aware of herself as a spirit, not resting in or on the waters, but being at the water. And seeing through the fog two lights as stars would appear, beaming ever so dimly through the fog. Sometimes she could see them, sometimes she could not. But more and more it became a vision that had its own reality. There was a moment of sudden realization in which she grasped the fact that these lights were spirits whom she could identify. And she realized that these two entities, her relatives, were praying for her, dwelling with her in thought, accompanying her in the hour of extremity. As she became aware that this was indeed a specific vision and not a passing miasma or phantasm, she saw the fog lift and the sky light up with literally millions of lights. And she again had that moment of realization in which she realized that these were all of the entities which dwelt upon earth, who were at that moment in a state of prayer, doing work for those who suffered upon earth. None or almost none of these entities knew of her or her extremity, and yet they appeared in her universe, spirits, the cause. They were praying to lessen the suffering of humankind. this vision has any clarity to it that is born of the depth of reality and the shallowness of personality. Although the instrument was aware of the first two who prayed, once the universe was realized as being a way to see prayer help, a way to see energy coming to help the instrument immediately transcended personality and saw those who were vibrating in Christ-like love. We choose this memory because it strips away so many layers of perception and habit in the way in which entities tend to think about themselves, what they're doing, how they are doing, and how they can be better in attempting to be those who live by the Spirit, those who are working from a metaphysical frame of reference. The pursuit of spiritual evolution is a pursuit in which almost every temptation of this or that avenue to follow is a temptation towards folly. For the instincts that the physical and mental parts of the personality have are instincts which show no clarity or very little clarity when it comes to what is actually taking place spiritually from moment to moment in the passage of everyday life. Because this instrument was in an extremely precarious position, it was therefore more open to awarenesses that follow no obvious logic. What we ask you to do at this juncture is to take a moment and move into that space in which you are a light. We would pause at this time and allow each of you to move into that space where Spirit is real in you. as each of you struggles with this concept, each begins to see how deceptive rational thought is when it comes to spiritual matters. In attempting to see the self as a light, there is that feeling of self-judgment that comes immediately. That feeling that I am not a very bright one. The feeling that I am perhaps not even lit all the time. That feeling of all limits washing away, shores receding and disappearing, and the self finding itself in the midst of a trackless ocean of experience in which there is more fog than light. We have said many times, through this instrument and through many other instruments, that what you are is a vibration. That you are a metaphysical entity that is expressing in a complex of vibrations that is as clearly and uniquely yourself as your name. Indeed, that is clearer than any name, because it is an encompassing, complete rendition of the self. There may be two or more John Smiths or Jane Doe's or even Jim McCarty's or Roman Bolachek's, but there is only one vibratory complex that has configured itself in precisely the way that you have. No one thought up your vibratory complex. No one named you this vibratory signature. By direction and misdirection, by things done and left undone, by the uncountable totality of everyday moments, mounting one upon the other, without effort, without guile, without any knowledge, for the most part, of what is occurring, you simply are. You can poke, you can probe, but you cannot break down metaphysical vibratory complex that is one precious, infinite, and much loved being. The Creator is vitally interested in each configured being. The Creator grasps the totality of this vibratory conflict. And echoes back to the being a validation without judgment, created utterly of love, creative and destructive, all-powerful love. It is this vibratory complex that is you as a light being. It is this light being that you are. You are not your body. You are not your personality. You are not your mind. You are not your emotions. You cannot exhaust the qualities of yourself, regardless of how long you look, how deeply you search, or how prayerfully you mine the rich load of the deep mind in attempting to affix to the self a deeper and more permanent personality. That is to say that the building up of the magical personality, as this instrument is often called, the work of disciplining the self, while it is a good and even an important adventure to be on, it has a limited use, a use within the illusion, rather than a use that will alter the configuration of your vibration. Indeed, we could gaze at the entire spectrum of conscious methods of working upon the discipline of the personality and point out that they are or constitute a materialistic view of spiritual evolution. When this instrument immediately thought to herself, how can there be spiritual materialism? Because the first dynamic, the first paradox is the dynamic between the material and the spiritual world. And this is so. This is spiritual work as seen by and as taught by entities within the physical illusion of Earth. This does not mean that the discipline of the personality is a bad idea. There is tremendous clarity to be gained by such a spiritual practice. There is tremendous advantage to be gained in working with many spiritual practices. And one of the things that spiritually awakened beings do is find and employ spiritual practices that feel useful and fertile and productive. lets you see when you are thinking about becoming more spiritually productive. You are thinking about being spiritual in the same way that you would think about finishing your physical labor for a given period. It is the work ethic of your culture carried over into the spiritual life. Again, we say that we are not in any way attempting to discredit those efforts which you make to become a better spiritual being. It is simply to point out that what you are spiritually will express itself the most clearly when there is no thought taken as to how one is doing spiritually. The being that you are is only lightly connected to the body that you experience, or even the incarnation that you experience. In truth, at the level of clarity which we are able to express through this instrument, that vibratory complex that expresses self when the infinite cries its first cry is not difficult at all to pick out of a metaphysical lineup of those beings that are ending their incarnation. The change from the beginning of incarnation to the end of incarnation in vibratory complex is minimal. Although it is far more possible to make substantive changes in that vibration within your third density than it is in any other density that is higher. Yet still, that with which one began the incarnation is going to be pretty much that which one takes out of the incarnation. This does not mean that spiritual work is useless. It simply means that the power to be is so all-encompassing that the distortions laid upon that basic vibration of infinite love are quite small compared to the core reality of limitless light itself vibrating in undistorted love. or shall we say minimally undistorted love for all that is manifest as vibration has the distortion of free will and is therefore not a pure love vibration. Each of you is not here to work upon one's quality of life. This is not what we are suggesting. What we are suggesting is that the material part of spirituality concerns itself with patterns of interaction between beings. The densities are schools in which spiritual entities learn with increasing efficiency to interact with each other with minimal distortion. This is quite different from the self as a configuration of life. What we would suggest to each of you when the way seems clouded and conflicted is that you separate reality from illusion, that you call to remembrance who you are and how you are, that you call to remembrance with full respect who other entities interacting with you are and how they are. That you be able to see the difference between the self and that other self as inevitable being, that are as they are, and self and other self as those who have been offered the opportunity to work within an illusion in such a way as to discover as much as possible about loving interaction. It does not cure problems if you see that those having the problems are simply beautiful configurations of life. But it gives to the seeker something that does not need work, something that is already perfect. in the self and in the other self. It gives to the seeker that ability to move into distortion with an awareness that it is distortion, even when the most exacting spiritual practices are being observed. And the most stringent discipline of personality is being accomplished. It may seem unfair that so much of spiritual seeking is in the spiritually material sector, when what the soul thirsts for is that sense of self, other self, and creator as life. But it does set a baseline against which work within an incarnation can be seen for what it is. This instrument would call it homework. And indeed, many are those upon your sphere who have shaped the spiritual life as a process of learning, a school of instruction. This is a pretty good metaphor, a useful tool in thinking about specific difficulties. We are aware that this question comes from each within the circle and those writing in from outside the circle, having that feeling of wanting to know more about work on this or that energy center, this or that chakra, this or that relationship, this or that process. And each of you will find yourself leaping nimbly from precipice to midair to abyss and back again, as the various moments of living and experiencing pass in this time and space illusion that you enjoy. Indeed, that we also enjoy. We assure you that there are realizations to be gained and lessons of love to be learned, just as you have been going about learning them through your meditations, through your attempts to balance experience, through your concern for and work upon core interactions and core relationships. We may say to the one known as Poopy that this desire for work, desire for understanding of experiences, is a good and a proper desire. And yet, as with all desires, there is no achieving of the objective that will satisfy the depth of that desire, because of the fact that entities are configurations of light. That is to say, because they are vibrations. Any and every thought that an entity can have about identity, relationships, spiritual work, or any matter whatsoever, are like that desire for food that is not satisfied by the eating of food. There is a thirst and a hunger in spiritual work that cannot be satisfied by spiritual work or spiritual attainment. All spiritual attainment, in the end, is nonsense. One with the illusion that spawned it. And yet, it is the nonsense that each came here to prosecute with the highest degree of integrity, love, and respect of which each has been capable, is capable, and will hope to become more capable. The being that you are attempting to create, you see, is and cannot be that light being. For that light being is pretty much as it is, and will change only through unimaginable eons of time. The whole octave of experience shall have its way with that vibration, and it will still be you. However, you actually seek to create an entity that never was until you put yourself into the rhythms and the intentions of a way of living that will bring you closer and closer to a goal that you can only dimly sense. And that goal has to do with the way you interact with other selves. The entity you are attempting to build is the world soul, or the social memory complex, as this instrument would say. Light simply is. Yet time and space create the need for movement. And it is in becoming aware of graceful movement in habit, in ways of thinking, in disciplines of the personality, in purification of the emotions, and that you may reliably hope and trust that you will make progress, that you will, at the end of an incarnation, be measurably more able to see the self and another self without significant distortion than you were when first you grasped the fact that you were alone in this illusion and wailed your first wail upon you. And wailed your first wail upon being born. We appreciate greatly the depth of this question.
We are extremely thankful to have been able to make this attempt to share with you our limited understanding of the issues involved. In your beingness, we salute you. And in your patterns of doing, we salute you as well. Each level is acceptable and true. In terms of remembrance, we would suggest the key advantage of remembering that you are as you are and that others are as they are, and that you and they are both perfect. Indeed, we suggest that each think of self and other self as this instrument does the Christ. You are that ideal, that archetype, that loves so deeply and so generously. You are easily capable of Christhood, as is everyone you meet. The desire to affect that outcome, that hunger and thirst for righteousness, will not prove false, simply somewhat limited. We would at this time, and with some reluctance, let this be the totality of our initial discussion of this interesting subject. For this instrument is expressing to us in no uncertain terms that our time is up. We realize that there are other questions at this time, and in hopes of being able to speak with you further upon those topics, we would at this time transfer contact to the one known as Jim, leaving this instrument with thanks in the love and the light of the Infinite One. We are those of a people.
I am Qual, and greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. We would now ask if you may speak to any further queries which those present would have for us.
Well, I'd like to start off just by asking if you can comment on why I was moved to tears about something that never moved me to tears before. At the beginning, when I was reliving that memory, I felt a tremendous emotion. I couldn't really say whether it was happy or sad, but just an almost unbearable intensity of emotion. Any comments you could make on why that happened might have some bearing on the message.
I recall, and am aware of your query, my sister. The image of the light and the love-filled beings at the heart of the light is a revealing of a connection to love, which opens the heart and releases the emotions in many, that it should do so within your own being is not surprising. To discover that one is loved to such an extent that the heart of another beats for that moment before you is overwhelming to many who have not felt such love before. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, not about that. I've been thinking about Pookie's questions. I want to just ask if you have a message for Pookie. If there is something that you would respond to in those many specific requests for information, that were the way that she is working on herself right now.
I am Quo, and am aware of your query, my sister. We are aware that the one known as Kupac has offered the service of many of those concerns which are upon her mind at this time. And we do not wish to seem to weigh them less importantly, shall we say, than does she. For each has its the focus and opportunity for learning. But we wish to offer our services in a manner which does not infringe upon another entity's free will, by providing for them the direction or heart of a concern which is of necessity theirs to discover. For to feel that there is experience and information of importance within a certain set of circumstances is the domain of the seeker of truth. Mm-hmm. But we would comment to this entity by suggesting to it that each flower grows where it is planted, and where this entity has found itself situated within this illusion at this time may not be the most comfortable of circumstances, but is the situation in which its higher self felt it most helpful to be, for it provides the lessons that are not easy, but are to the heart of its incarnation. To learn to love and accept that which seems unlovable and unacceptable is indeed a worthy challenge. And we would encourage this entity to look about it and to discover that those entities within its circle of experience are those which have come together with it to dance the dance of this illusion's catalyst, shall we say. Each entity has that to offer that is important to the one known as a Kupac. and we would encourage perseverance. We would encourage the opening of the heart in a relentless fashion. And we would encourage the seeing of the One Creator in the smallest of moments and in the most difficult of circumstances. Is there a further question?
Yes, but it is really more from my standpoint than Pooty's. But through the years, I've sat in many circles in which this level of could you tell me about this person or what my connection with him as a soulmate is, or could you tell me about this circumstance and when this appeared, you know, what did it signify? I have sat in many circles where this kind of question was taken and discussed by inner guides or by various entities, and the person asking the question really felt that a great deal of valuable material was gained by asking the question and by listening to the channeling. And I have long felt that this is a legitimate level of psychic information, of possibly very helpful information. I've also felt that in a way it's also a distraction. Is this an unfair judgment on my part? Is this a balanced judgment on my part? What do you see as the basic nature or the basic value of asking metaphysical sources about specific circumstances or relationships?
I am poor and am aware of your queerness. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the One Infinite Creator have found that it is most appropriate for us to speak upon those queries which are of a philosophical or generally applicable level of principle. For we are not native to this planetary sphere and are not able to see with a clear vision the means by which to avoid infringing upon free will without applying this general principle of responding only to a philosophically oriented queries. It is so very easy to feel one has helped another by giving the answer to specific queries, such as the ones which this entity has offered, and then witness the loss of the power to seek and discriminate upon the part of such a seeker when a source such as our we is trusted in this area more than his personal discrimination. Thus we live it to those who are of this planetary sphere, those who inhabit its outer planes and those who inhabit its inner planes, to deal with these issues of specificity, the determining of dreams, the meaning of a book, the coincidence of a friend, and so forth. That these events do have a meaning and purpose in the incarnation is without dispute. The great value of their determination is that the seeker herself shall make this determination and thereby strengthen its ability to further discriminate that which has value to it by the exercise of the intuition, the releasing of the power of the subconscious mind, the harmonizing of that which is the conscious mind with the subconscious mind. So that, like a muscle that is well exercised, there is strength developed in the area of discrimination as well. We apologize for our inability to be of further service in these areas, but would feel that we are of a greater service by refraining from comment. Is there a further query, my sister?
Not at this time. Thank you very much, and thank you on behalf of the people. I know she will greatly appreciate it.
I recall, and we thank you and the one known as Kupak. Is there another query at this time?
So, Kuo, you are, in a way, doing the same thing that we are doing in our path, that is to look for catalyst that comes your way and then strengthen the muscle of discrimination. And finding the best way to use it so that you can keep moving along your own path.
I recall, and am aware of your query, my brother. And in the general sense, you are quite correct. For always is it necessary to utilize the muscle of discrimination. There are many potential avenues of service, provided all seekers of service at all levels of experience. It is to those who exercise most, shall we say, carefully, or shall we say lovingly, or shall we say wisely, the ability to choose the path. For there are always considerations of appropriateness, of infringing upon another entity's free will choices in his or her own journey. Each of us, as a portion of the one Creator, is most closely and carefully connected to every other entity. As we give our energies of attention and concern, love and light, information and inspiration, we affect those to whom we speak and with whom we share these energies. It is well to affect others in a fashion which provides an opportunity for discovery from within that entity. This is difficult to do. However, the attempt is worthwhile, and we continue to make it, as do each of you. And as we travel this journey, wishing indeed to place one spiritual foot in front of the other, we do not wish to negate that which we are, nor that which we have been, wishing to leave them for they fall short of some standard, but have learned to accept all that we are, and all that we have been, and all that we will be, as portions of the one Creator. Is there a further query, my friend?
A question about the topic you had spoke earlier during this session, as you have asked each of us to move in into the space where we are like, I was going through a mental process of trying to disengage from the body and become sort of formless, and it was not, it did not seem to be working, and I wonder, you know, just I was thinking about that, if it is possible to recall an emotion or feel an emotion, and that emotion will move you to a truer place where you are where you feel closer to your true being. Is that how emotions work? That they invoke something that the mind or the logical mind I was using in this case cannot touch?
I am close and am aware you're clear, mother. And this is somewhat difficult to give a clear response to, for the emotional aspect of most entities' complex of being is that waiting or weighing of the value of a thing by the emotion it causes to arise in response. The emotional aspect of most entities' complex points to those areas of concern and of immediate attention, shall we say. However, the desire to seek in a spiritual sense the nature of one's journey and the nature of truth, of love, and so forth is the, shall we say, directional arrow that points the way and which opens a door within the essence of one's being so that one may feel a connection with all things, including the quality of the one creator called light. Thus we would point one to this concept of desire and will, the concept of faith, that might be more helpful in opening the avenues to the inner being, rather than relying upon the qualities of emotion. Is there a further query, my brother?
Not on that subject, Core. That is an interesting answer. Thank you. A quick question, the last one for me, is if talk about this question or topic we came up with today, and you know, find it interesting and want to fashion another query from it, would that allow you to speak further to it, because you seem to have kind of run against what you could say on it, and then you have to stop.
I am aware of query, my brother, and indeed we would be happy to speak again upon this query or one similar to it if you would care to rephrase and reconsider the query for another work. Is there another query at this time?
I was struck, Kuo, by something that you said earlier, that we're involved in becoming more and more able to interact with others and create social memory complexes and get together more and more. My mentality says immediately, well, of course you don't want us all to become exactly alike. And I feel sure that this is so. Would the model then of the interaction be one of infinite harmony? Rather than unison? A harmonizing of light to light to light until all fit within each other without distortion? That'd be a fair statement of that train of thought.